in Franklin County, no, in Summit. I believe right in Pike County. He was named Charlie. So my daddy named me after the last part of the name.
I see. How many children were in your family when you were growing up?
My family, let's see, my parents. Let me see, how many? I think it was 10.
Seven boys and three girls.
Yeah, that's right.
Better
than you can. Yeah, that's right. I forget you.
And your address, please.
My address now?
Yes, sir.
Brookhaven, Route 6, Box. The latter part of my name, did you get that?
Yes.
That's right.
Right. And this is what county?
This is Lincoln County.
All right. And then would your address would be Box Route 6.
Yes, ma'am. Brookhaven. Yes, ma'am. Brookhaven.
Mississippi.
Brookhaven, Mississippi.
All right.
Yes.
Naturally.
Yes.
I just want to make sure I got
that.
I see. This.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And where were you born?
I was born in Franklin County.
Yes, that's what she said yesterday.
Yes.
About how far from the county line were you born?
Well, where I was born, that was about 10 miles from the county line. That was Mid County and Lincoln and Pike. They all kind of connected that together. And so I was in Franklin. Yeah.
All right, I saw on the map that there's kind of a little place in Lincoln where it kind of juts
it's
out.
Sure.
They all,
that's right.
That, I guess, was where you were born.
Yes.
Was it close to any community?
Little Springs. Old Little Springs. Little Spring used to be a place, in them days, people recognized Little Spring like it would Brookhaven now.
Really?
Everybody in that community come to Little Springs. Yeah. It was just a big store there and a sawmill, and that's about
post
where
office,
the post office. Mm-hmm. Well, everybody go to Little Spring. So it is recognized like Brookhaven is now. Yeah, it seems to me like a big community.
Well, then where did you said you were born there, then where did you move after that?
Well, I eventually come this way until I got to Lincoln County, yes.
Did you about how old were you when you started moving away from that area?
Well, back when I left there, I was 35 years old. When I left out of Franklin coming out, I was 35 years old by the time I got to Lincoln.
I see. Yeah. You said you started moving this way.
Yes, my word. I was moving back in the community, back and forth. First thing about it, got on out and there.
Mrs. said something about that you lived pretty close to the county line there for a while. She said like 3 or 4 miles from the county line or something like
yes,
that.
Yes, that's when I was
in Franklin
County. Yeah.
I see. Is this when you grew up as a child?
Yes, ma'am. It started in Franklin County.
Okay.
Yeah. Started out in Franklin County.
All right, then when you got in Lincoln County, where did you live in Lincoln County when you were 35?
I was living in a community, what they call Arlington.
Yes.
Arlington community. Yes.
That's over near Bogachetta.
Yes, ma'am. That's right.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. And then how old were you when you came to this area?
I mean, on further this way?
Well, I guess what I'm asking is, how long have you lived right here?
About 26 years. Yeah, 26
years. Where did you live when you were farming?
Well, I farmed since I've been here. But I farmed, come as a farmer, before I left for Franklin County. Then I come to Lincoln County as a farmer. Then I farmed up until about 8 or 10 years ago. I quit trying to farm and had no help. Yes, I quit trying to farm.
Do you do anything now?
I do a little old patch farming. Gardens such as that, raise vegetables like that.
Mm.
Yeah.
That sort of thing. That helps now, too.
Yes, it helps. Oh, I come in good place now.
Oh, yeah. You know, a lot of people in Georgia are starting to dig up their backyards and plant things.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I have 3 tomato plants. Isn't that great?
I got chickens. I keep putting them in my backyard.
Oh, I guess not.
You got chickens over
we used to just raise all in it on the farm. If I see some advertising in the paper or something, and I wanted you, I just